The 2005 North American International Auto Show opened to the public in Detroit this weekend. Along with traditional cars and trucks, automakers are showing several hybrid models, ones that can switch from gasoline to electricity as a fuel source. For now, these vehicles are only a small portion of the market, but their sales are growing very fast. Marty Padgett is editor of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com. He's also author of the new book, Hummer. He's on the phone. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Looking at what's going on with these new cars, there's kind of a schizophrenic element to it. On the one hand, automakers are kind of falling over themselves to be environmentally friendly. There's a lot of hybrid cars. But at the same time, there are these gas-guzzling supercars and these powerful trucks. What's going on?
You're absolutely right. There is this schizophrenia, and I kind of figured it out last night. You know, just flipping through the news, it's really a red state, blue state thing. In traditional America, there's a desire for trucks and SUVs and vehicles that maybe don't care as much about fuel economy as they do about utility, whereas hybrids like the Toyota Prius and the Honda Insight are all the rage on the coasts. You see them all over the place in the Northeast and in California, where maybe the concern is not needing the utility for city driving, but people want to tell other people, I care about the environment.
Is there a real demand, though, for hybrids? I mean, aren't they still very expensive?
Well, they're not very expensive in absolute terms. If you buy a Toyota Prius, the sticker can be $20,000. However, there's a 6 to 8 month waiting list because the car has proven so popular this time around that Toyota just had not anticipated they would sell 50,000 of them a year.
So there's a demand. People are willing to wait those 8 months?
Absolutely. Actually, I'm an owner of a Prius, the new one. And, you know, we had to wait a good 4 months right at the vehicle's introduction to get one.
Huh. What hybrid cars are standing out at this year's show?
Well, the Prius is still, I think, the one to beat. It has the interior room of a larger car like Toyota's own Camry, but it has, you know, we regularly get fuel economy in the mid-40s when we're driving on the interstates. There's a whole range of hybrids coming out from Ford. Basically, one is an SUV. They sell it now as a Ford Escape hybrid. Later on, there will be Mazda and Mercury versions, and then they'll also have a Fusion hybrid, which is their new four-door small sedan.
Are there hybrid cars in Europe? It doesn't strike me to see many of them over there. Why not?
I believe there are hybrid cars in Europe that are for sale. I think Toyota has sold some Priuses over there. The problem is that Europe already has diesel engines that get roughly equivalent fuel economy, and the fuel infrastructure is already there. There's diesel at every fuel station in Europe, and they've pretty much settled on that as their alternative fuel.
Tell us a little bit about a concept model that's going on in Detroit this year. It's GM Sequel. It has a hydrogen-powered fuel cell. I mean, how far are we from seeing this kind of car on the road?
We're at least 5 to 10 years away. And the practical concerns are there's no delivery system for hydrogen fuel. There just aren't enough points in the U.S. that are outfitted to supply the kind of hydrogen these vehicles need to run. The technology is interesting, and with enough scientific development, it could really be a viable alternative, but there's this huge hurdle of how do we get the hydrogen into the car? You know, the bogey at the end of the game is we could possibly have vehicles that emit zero emissions, and that's why there's so much interest around hydrogen and fuel cell vehicles.
I know the Detroit Auto Show is a place where we can show off all these, you know, like cars, oh, the future, but what's actually going to be in showrooms this year for the consumers? What models did you like?
Well, you've seen a raft of new cars coming from Ford, and this is a company that survived the 1990s on its trucks, and they finally realized that the Japanese companies and even the Korean companies are making inroads into the U.S. market because they're selling quality passenger cars. So this year, Ford has already introduced a pair of large sedans, the 500 and the Mercury Montego. There's a crossover vehicle which has all-wheel drive and is kind of like a tall station wagon based on that platform. And now they're introducing a car that's about the size of a Honda Accord. It's called the Ford Fusion, and there will be different versions for Mercury and Lincoln as well. And GM is getting into the same game, and they're introducing new versions of their Malibu, new sedans for Pontiac. So there's definitely a new focus from American car companies onto four-door and two-door cars.
Taking a look at what you've seen this year, does it strike you that the American car industry is in good shape?
It's in good shape in terms of innovation and engineering. There's still a lag in what people consider American cars to be and what they really are. I think in general, American cars are much higher quality than many people associate. And if you looked at some of the concept cars at Detroit, like the Chrysler Firepower or the Ford Shelby GR1, these are shapes that would go into the pantheon along with the best Ferraris and Lamborghinis. Just beautiful cars.
Marty Padgett is editor of the internet magazine, thecarconnection.com. He's also author of the new book, Hummer. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.